Hi, it's Lydia from BFBS, the Forces Station, and I'm joined here with director of Pujasa, Deepak. So let's get straight into it. What can we expect from this film?
So this film is set in Nepal in 2015. I think this film, while entertaining, giving it's a genre like a police thriller, so it can also entertain, but it can also give a context of like what just happened in Nepal, where it came from, like what was the process like, what was society like, what are the people, regular people that go through in Nepal, and what kind of discrimination or corruption that's been there for long years.
Amazing. And where did your inspiration for Pujasa come from?
So this was like based on 2015's protest that happened in Southern Plains. Like hundreds of thousands of population will have come in the street for dignity and asking for equality and federalism. And me, I come from a Madhesi background, and my wife is Assam Magrathi, who comes from like a Pari background, also a daughter of a British worker who grew up in a city called Dharan. So we have like different kind of like, we come from two different ethnicity and group. So once the protest happened, more than 200 people were killed. We thought that for us, cinema can be a breeze between these communities. Like for us, like we discriminate each other, look down and up others, is because when we don't know each other, because we don't understand each other. So this came as out of like love, in a way of like building that bridges between the communities, because discrimination based on race, ethnicity, caste, or gender is not only a Nepali thing. It's happening everywhere. So it felt very timely for us to explore. It's in a way inspired by our marriage, because we come from two different ethnicity, like how she looked into my life and how what she experienced.
And now Asha Magrathi, so she is the lead actress in the film. She's also the producer, and she's also your wife, as you mentioned. How is that dynamic working together?
It's like all the creative people. Like, I think you fight sometime, you work together, but I think it's always logic is what wins. So I wrote with her because like writing a female character in the center of the film for me alone would have been possible. So it's that we have borrowed a lot from her life, and having a British worker father, losing her brother early on, like what kind of expectation her father had, like I think on her, even when he, I think, passed away during the process of making the film, he was 90. But for him to like see a daughter in a son's eye, like seeing like a daughter can take care of me, I can take handle the house, he still did not believe that. He still had doubts on that. So I think that's what the Pooja's life in the film. She's an officer outside, but her father still thinks that she should be home, she should cook for him, or like, why is he doing a man's job? Yeah. So like in Nepali police, I don't know exact figure, but like really almost 100% is men. Only few female officers are there. And so we bring all of these like personal experiences to the film, and her playing that role, it helped to breed that raw emotion that you yourself felt. You didn't have to pretend to be someone else, and it still would be very original and distinguished. And that's what we tried with this one.
What challenges did you face during filming?
We started working on this project around 2016. We were fully financed in 2020, and we were going to shoot, but COVID hit, and there was no way to gather. This is a really huge film. There's a lot of extras in the film. I think we have more than 1,000 on a set at once.
Wow.
So we, like once the COVID was slowed down, we in 2022, we refinanced the film again, and we were going to shoot in 2022. But as I had a diagnosis and the health came first, we had to focus on our health. So we could not shoot that year again. And we focused on this treatment, like all of grant, we lost. The investor disappeared again. So when we're finishing the shoot in 2023, we had no money, literally. So we thought, like, I think rather than just going back and reflecting our life, what would have been that this one year, we thought that we should go to Nepal and shoot the film any way possible. So we came back, arrived in Nepal, And we started calling friends. So we had like three friends committed a little money. And then we started reaching producers in Nepal. We have friends. And then we started reaching out like hotels. Can they support us? We reached out to police department and a lot of communities in different places and crew that wanted to work with us before, actors that we have worked with before. And everyone came to support this in some way. That's what also, like, I feel this is a product of love. But bringing the project together was a hard challenge of 8 years, continuous working, researching. That was the, I think, like, the hardest, the must. But shooting itself, like, another fear I had was, what if, like, this has been the town where I've been closed down for 8 months during the protest, a lot of people have died, and I'm recreating the protest, I'm recreating this state violences. Like, how are the people going to react to it? Surprisingly, they were very like positive about it. They would bring water to our crew and distribute water. And so, like, kind of, we also joined. So I think it was really like heartwarming in some way that people wanted to be heard. People wanted this to be made. And like even our crew and cast, since we started workshopping and our understanding about each other, by the end of the film was totally different. We were a family. We were like more understanding each other. And so I really had a fun. I really had a loving moment. Felt like why I love cinema so much.
I want to find out a bit more about the main character, why you've decided to follow Pooja Sir.
Like I said, like the film was inspired by our marriage. And for her coming into my life, her understanding before we were together, we started dating, was different. And for our we started dating together, like how like her understanding changed, I had observed from very closely, and she has felt that same way. Like I grew up like being discriminated from a childhood. Like I was bullied in my grade one. I still remember the visuals from grade four. My head teachers calling my names, my fellow classmate bullying me. So for me, like by the time I'm young, I'm used to of that. Like police is stopping me for no reason, searching my bags, and I didn't feel different. But since we're together, that again put a different light on it. Like police would stop me for carrying a laptop and ask me to present a receipt that to prove that it was mine. So I'm used to, so I would carry extra document to prove it, but she would get really angry about it. She would argue, she would fight with them. We would go to a restaurant and they would like don't want us there. Like they would refuse to serve. And she would get angry and she would start fighting about it. And in backdrop, that protest happened and we saw the hundreds of people killed. We wanted to do something about it. So for us it was natural that film is told through her POV, her being in the center. So it was going to be female anyway. But we both are not a police officer. So for in our process, once we start writing, we start interviewing people, following people. And as we started to meet officers from Pooja's generation and interview them, they could not talk about their identity in their workplace. Because already being a female, like there are very few of them there. And for them, like there was not even a separate bathroom. There is no uniform for them. There is no shoes for them. So it's been everyday struggle for them. And on top of that, to be open about who they are as like themselves, like their identity, it was very hard for them to be even trivial, talk about it. So Asa and I thought that if they can, maybe we can celebrate that through the film. And once people see it, maybe people would realize an importance of celebrating who they are. And in first place, like I think that was natural for us, but also in the meantime, we wanted to make a statement about like how policing is done in Nepal, how corrupt this whole department is, the whole country is. Like I think if you look at the recent protest, now I think like it's over 78 or something has been dead from that protest of direct firing at the people, young people in the core of the Kathmandu. And that was possible because years went beyond punishing anybody. So police could kill anybody and they would never be accountable,
right.
accounted for that. And that was always there. And when we researched, in during research, what we also like gave us encouragement to do this, follow this path, was where the department head was female and where it was male, we saw like it was different treatment after how they operated it. And in the film, we tried to emphasize on if it was a man operating there, it would not go that way.
Right.
So our statement was also in a way trying to make that, how does female minorities come to the power of the police? What kind of empathy they bring, how they understand each other? Can that make a connection and govern better than a traditional power holder like a man?
It's insane to hear, but obviously the fact that you're bringing it to the forefront is huge. I did actually want to ask you, I saw a fact that you have a character Pooja in all your films.
So I think, again, like coming about gender, like I think I grew up in a society where women are not respected, but we in Nepali Hindu culture claim that daughters, you know, Pooja is the word where it worship. So in our society, we say that we worship women and we keep them in high regard. But in practice, we don't. And so it was for me in a way of a reminder for ourselves that we have not become that equal society. Like in every film that I wanted a character to be Pooja, just for myself to remind that what I'm dealing with.
What do you want the audience to take away from this film?
So our goal has been like, if they're walking out of theater and they're still thinking about what just happened and thinking about like, if that is the how we serve the justice, if they come out and before they make a judgment next time, if they start asking themselves, I think we will win. I wanted those people to think about, is that what society is teaching us is exactly right? Or can there's other way to think about it?
Deepak, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Make sure you are going to go and see Pooja, sir. I know I will be.
Thank you so much. BFBS, the Forces Station.